Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For the first time in 2.5 decades, the New York Knicks are going to a conference final, and they do it in dominant fashion as they defeat the Celtics in 6 games. It's their largest playoff win ever.
Losing to the Knicks feels like death. I was always taught that there's life after death, so we'll get ready for whatever's next in the journey, I'll be ready for.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a Monday afternoon where we've been bouncing around talking about the misery of the Red Sox this weekend, but also the misery of the Boston Celtics Friday night. And joining us now on WEEI Afternoons is Megan Ottolini to talk about that disgusting game that left us in the off season, that left us with so many questions and so few answers. Mego, how are we doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Well, you sound cheerier than I do. So let's start with my guy, Jaylen Brown, and I don't want to lead the witness. What were your thoughts on Jaylen Brown's performance in that season-ending loss?
Unfortunately, I thought some of Jaylen Brown's, the downsides to his game that we've known for many years, just kind of came back to bite him in that first half. And he was obviously offensively productive. He was one of the only guys that was shooting wise. And I think that game can kind of be boiled down to the first half, but you're still down 27 points and he had 6 turnovers. And that's kind of the area where Jaylen gets to that it turns against him. He kind of turns against himself.
So, Mego, how does a team, in your estimation, like, how does a team go from literally playing what looks like their best game of the season to playing not just their worst game of the season, maybe one of the worst games that they've ever played as a franchise in a matter of 48 hours?
So I would say it's two things. One, I think we were all anticipating the emotional bump that they would get Wednesday. They suffered a devastating loss with Jason Tatum's Achilles injury at Madison Square Garden in Game 4. Mm-hmm. And then they come back home, backs up against the wall. Jaylen Brown talked about the sense that he had that people wrote them off. And so I think that they just had so much that they felt they had to prove. On top of that, they were shooting almost 50%. They just looked stellar and firing on all cylinders. And the team that I saw Friday night, I don't know about what you guys think, but the team I saw looked physically and emotionally exhausted. And when things from the jump weren't going right for them, I'm thinking of even subbing Luke Kornet in as the starter for that lineup and trying to work the lobs, the alley-oops inside early and having so little connection offensively. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think that they seemed to have it in the tank to try to fight back further after what they did in Game 5.
How do you think history is going to look back on this? Because we were talking about it. This is up there with one of the big disappointments. And I know Terp had been telling us all year that 6 straight defending champs hadn't gotten out of the second round, but I think we expected more and better for this team. The Tatum injury, Brad Stevens just said they blew games 1 and 2. Like, when we remember this in 3, 4, 5 years, what are we going to think? What are we going to remember?
Yes, I was just at that Brad Stevens press conference over at the Auerbach Center, and two of the big things that came out of it were, of course, talking about Jaylen Brown's meniscus tear. Brad said they don't really see surgery in the future, at least as we sit here today. He said that having some time off, he thinks will really improve that situation. And Kristaps Porzingis having what he called a post-viral syndrome, so basically something lingering around from that illness that he had at the end of the regular season. I think that's what we're going to look back on in conjunction with Jason Tatum's injury. I don't think that's the reason that they fully lost the Knicks series, but I think the way that history will look back on this team is it's really hard to stay healthy 2 years in a row. This team had a lot of depth, but it was really pushed to the brink by the amount of injuries, illness, wear and tear, the amount of miles that this team put on themselves, even going over to Paris and playing over there. I think if we like try to take a 10,000-foot view, that's what we're going to see it as.
Megan Ottolini joining Fitzy and Hart here on the WEI Afternoon Show, talking about the Celtics season coming to an end abruptly against the Knicks in the Eastern Conference semifinals. What kind of job do you think Joe Mazzulla did on the season overall, the regular season into the postseason, and what kind of grade would you give him, Mego?
I think overall Joe did pretty well. They finished with the second seed, and they were in that position for quite a while. He had lineups that were rotating through, again, lots of injuries and availabilities. And I would probably give him a B. I think that Joe is still early in his career. He's grown a lot from the rookie season that he had as Celtics head coach, and I think he's a very different coach than he was then. But I still think that there's room to grow, and I think you saw that in the series against the Knicks, especially in those first two games. Let that one game go at home at TD Garden was not excusable, but it was understandable. Losing two games that way, I think you just have to look at everybody, and I just think they came up short of their own expectations, not just winning another title, but not even getting past the second round, as you said, as our friend Turr pointed out, last six teams haven't. But I think that there's going to be a lot of attention on Joe and his performance. And I just come back to some of the other factors that I think were a much bigger hindrance. And the biggest one being health and just kind of exhaustion and human nature.
So we turn the page to the offseason. You mentioned the Brad Stevens press conference that you were at. We listened in live to a portion of it. What was your biggest takeaway? I know he sort of deferred some of the big picture questions to closer to the draft, even though he was asked a bunch. What was your biggest takeaway from Brad Stevens speaking today?
My biggest takeaway is that the Celtics are just really lucky to have Brad Stevens in this position. Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting parts of that press conference to me was him detailing what it was like the Monday after Jason Tatum tore his Achilles. And his perspective now a week later that in comparison to everything that went wrong with that and that being such a devastating injury, they were 15 minutes away from the best specialist for these Achilles surgeries and that they were able to get him into an MRI consultation and then in and out of a clean surgery before they even had to drop the injury report the next day. And I was thinking, that's the kind of perspective that the Celtics are going to need to have this summer, because it's no secret that there's going to be dramatic changes. There's going to be the change of the sale of the team for the first time in decades. There's going to be this very punishing CBA that they're going up against and tough decisions that Stevens is going to have to make with this roster, who stays, who goes, what the character of the team is going forward. And I don't know. I continue to be impressed. I loved his basketball mind when he was a coach. And I think when the Celtics bumped him up to the position held by Danny Ainge, there was a lot of questions about, is he going to be ruthless, heartless, be able to make the tough decisions that are in the best interest of the Celtics as an organization? And I think he will. And I think he just has a good perspective about the big picture questions that are really the ones that are facing this team.
Mego, Saturday in the aftermath of the Celtics evisceration at Madison Square Garden and losing the series, being bumped from the playoffs, I heard you and John Lyons in place of Ken and Curtis, and you guys got into a really good discussion about parity in the NBA now. And
hate it.
You, Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, and as I was walking, walking the dog. I extended the walk for a while so I could keep listening to you guys, because I found myself agreeing with you. And the grander point it felt like you were making was, how can you have not just great rivalries, but how can you have the villains, the teams that are so good that everyone hates them, the multi-time champions, you know, like the Patriots or the Chiefs or the Cowboys or the Yankees or the whomevers, without, you know, with parity in the league. And I agree with you, but for the audience that obviously didn't get the chance to listen to that conversation, could you explain your feelings on it and why you think parity is bad for the NBA?
Sure. So I think it goes back to what we were just talking about, that the champions of now, the last seven champions, have not been past the second round. And a lot of that, I believe, has to do with some of the new penalties that the new CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, has put on these teams in terms of how they can build out their rosters. And it goes beyond just the crazy luxury tax that you would have to pay to keep a roster together like this one, and would put you into the territory of $500 million to keep everybody together next year. But on top of that, the basketball penalties that start bumping you all the way back to the first round, further than you'd be anyway, make it almost impossible for you to trade somebody mid-season and improve your roster at the trade deadline if you wanted to. I just think it's not great in any sport, honestly, to have parity. I think that that leads to a lot of randomness and a lack of connection with casual fans. And your hardcore fans are always going to be there. Your hardcore fans who have been watching OKC for the last 3 years and are excited about potentially them getting to the finals because they have watched this group grow, that they're always going to be there. But for the casual fans, as much as we complain about, you know, we got to see Patrick Mahomes again, or people used to complain about the New England Patriots always being in the mix and being this evil empire that the rest of the country was so sick of, these are the stories that make the history books of sports. And I think a lot of this is the reason why we care about it. And I think some of it is a pushback to the player empowerment movement era, which went too far, in my opinion. But, you know, I think it's just coincidental that this will hinder what the Celtics are able to do in the offseason. I just think it would be bad for any team that's trying to build dynasties. And that's really the point of it from the league perspective.
Mego, I agree with you 1,000%. Every sport is better with a measuring stick, whether it's team sports, individual sports, boxing, Olympics. If you know people are invested in them and you're rooting either for or against them, it just makes the world better. Before we let you go, thoughts on the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals, what you think's going to happen, what you're rooting for, how you think that'll play out?
So I think the Western Conference is a lot spicier to me than the Eastern Conference finals, just because I think it's a higher talent level out there. I don't say that to disparage the Eastern Conference finals, but the Timberwolves were this team who a lot of us let fly under the radar. And then, of course, OKC, as I just said, is a team that's been on the come up for a couple years now. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can finally hit the point that they're supposed to be at, where they're not just this young team anymore. They're getting to the finals. Over in the East, you've got this weird 90s Reggie Miller era rivalry between the Pacers and the Knicks.
Right.
And I think if you're looking at it from the league perspective, you're probably like dying for the Knicks to be back in the NBA finals, because that's the much bigger market, especially if you have OKC on the other side, which is OKC and Indiana, two of the smallest markets in the entire league. But that's what you're asking for with the way that you're setting up these payrolls. So I would like to see Knicks OKC. I think that would be the spiciest finals to me, but I really can see any of these four teams getting there.
All right, she is Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com. Unfortunately, Mego, these Mego Mondays are wrapping up a little sooner than we expected.
No.
So I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line, though, because it's going to be an interesting offseason for the Boston Celtics. You mentioned it, ownership change, trades, free agency. Who knows what's going to happen? So when big news breaks, we're going to reach out to you, okay?
Sounds wonderful. You guys take care.
All right, see you, Mego.
Thank you.
That's Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com.
I'm sorry, Andy. I just want to say I'm so glad that I get to hear your perspective on the parity thing as well, because the old adage, the story's only as good as the villain, or the to make every great narrative work, you need a good guy and a bad guy. And the NBA is just so desperate to prevent they're being bad guys now. Like, that's great. Lots of opportunities. You get a championship. You get a championship. You raise a banner. You raise a banner. Where's, like, there's no more Chicago Bulls, no more Lakers, no more Celtics of old. Like, that kind of sucks.
It's why the greatest individual rivalry in basketball and all of sports right now is in the WNBA between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. We're going to get into that later in the week because I'm sure you watched that over the weekend. And it's not a coincidence that two young women who have battled in big games for years now for the nation to watch, both in college and now in the WNBA, has elicited energy and excitement. Mm-hmm. And angst, and you can perceive either side to be the hero or the villain. We can talk about it, but they have something in that league that the NBA does.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Does not have right now, and that's a bit of an issue, but we can deal with that later in the week, because Mego talking just lit up the phone lines with some Celtics Woo. Calls here. So first one I want to give a chance to is Justin in New York City, who I'm assuming is a Knicks fan and has something to say about Friday night. What's up, Justin?
He called last week.
Good evening. I called last week. You dismissed me. My arguments were not convincing. The Knicks are not going to win Friday night. The home court won't matter that much. Remember that call on Thursday?
And it didn't. The Celtics didn't show up. The home court didn't matter. The Celtics
was outstanding. The Knicks were great.
Oh, boy. That arena kind of overrated, too. Madison Square Garden. Blah.
The Knicks played great.
There's rats in that arena.
They outplayed them in that series. They outplayed them.
They did.
All right.
No, Even though Cam got hurt, they played well defensively. They made their shots when it mattered. You have to give props to them. They beat the Celtics.
They didn't beat the Celtics, Justin. The Celtics beat themselves, and I'm rooting for the Pacers. Halliburton coming. I hope they whoop your ass, Justin.
I thought you were not a
Conseco Fieldhouse or whatever they call it is better than Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Wow. Listen to this. Can you imagine, by the way, you know.
Celtics lost. Knicks didn't.
You know. Yes, but the Knicks took advantage of all the opportunities presented to them by the Celtics, who were rather inopportune with their misgivings, mistakes.
We could have beaten the Celtics. WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, Stiz, Ted, me, and you, Fitzy, could have beat the Celtics on Friday.
You were at the combine. Are you sure about that?
I'm sure we could have beat them.
By the way, just to make sure I had that right for the record, the Pacers play at the what Fieldhouse?
It used to be the Conseco Fieldhouse. I don't know what it is now.
Oh, it is the Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
The hell's a Gainbridge?
Ah, Gainbridge.
I would imagine it's a sponsor of some kind.
It's a town just north of Boston.
I don't think that's right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Brandon in Boston reacting to the Celtics heading into an interesting offseason. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. And I just want to be really quick. So if you can just hear me out. But here's a scenario where the Celtics can reduce their future salary commitment by 21.7 mil. So I'll give you a scenario of trades, and let me know how you feel about this when I'm done. Yeah. So Trae Young, comes to Boston for Jaylen Brown. You then unload Drew Holiday and Peyton Pritchard. They go to Miami. You receive Terry Rozier and Kevin Love. And then Sam Hauser goes to the 76ers for Kelly Oubre. And then Porzingis goes to Utah and you acquire John Collins. That will reduce your future salary by $21.7 million. And you'll have a lineup of Trae Young, Derek White, Kelly Oubre, John Collins, and Nemus Kata. I think that's pretty good because when Tatum comes back, you already know Trae Young's going to be a guy and Derek White. The only thing is Kelly Oubre and John Collins have a player option.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon. Fitzy, reaction?
He says that will reduce your salary by cost by $21.7 million to get him out of the second apron. You know what else it'll reduce? My interest in the team.
Same exact thing. Yeah, I have no interest in that.
Ew, that team sounds hideous.
Trae Young, first of all, much like Tom Thibodeau, just let it go, my friend. You got to let it go. We don't all have hair. Bald is beautiful, too. Sometimes you just got to let it go, my friend.
All right.
Much like you are not afraid to let go of a three-pointer late in a game, don't be afraid to let go of the hair. No, I used to like Trae Young. I am not a Trae Young guy. And by the way, some of the people in Atlanta, when he misses time, believe, have you heard this before? They're a better basketball team without Trae Young. So I don't love that. If I'm trading Jaylen Brown, I'll do it. I said earlier, I am open to trading Jaylen Brown for Cooper Flagg, the number one overall pick.
Nailed it.
And that's about all I'm willing to trade him for. Otherwise, I am going to watch Jaylen Brown lead the Celtics to 45 wins next year by averaging 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists as the best player on the court for whatever the retooled Celtics look like.
What's 45? Is that a play-in team? Are you above a play-in team?
Probably above a play-in team slightly. You're probably right at the bottom of the regular
season. 45 would have gotten you the sixth seed. You would have been one win better than Detroit.
That's where I think you're going to be.
And you would have played the Knicks in the opening round.
And we'll have a whole talk. Is Tatum coming back? His dad said 8 to 9 months. Kobe came back in 8 months. Brad Stevens said the nearby nature of the surgeon had benefits, and we're going to talk ourselves into the sixth seed Celtics being a contender.
Google said 9 to 12. That's all I know. That's all I know when I was doing my medical work.
Do you listen to Google, or do you listen to Mr. Tatum from wherever he was in Shanghai or Thailand or something?
For the role I play on this show, usually I listen to Google.
617-779-7937. We'll finish up your phone calls. We'll get to odds and ends, and we'll lead you into Red Sox baseball and the Mass Mutual pregame show. That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the last time, I like to say that, Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
I think he likes to say because he knows it makes me laugh. Here's What's Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox fell in the rubber game of their series against the Braves yesterday at Fenway Park. The final was 10-4. Boston's 10-game, 10-day homestand continues today when they welcome the New York Mets to town. It's Hunter Dobbins against Kodai Senga on the mound, and here's your lineup. It's Jaron Duran leading off in left, and Rafael Devers your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Willier Abreu out and right, Trevor Story at shortstop. Nick Sogard is today's first baseman, with David Hamilton in for Christian Campbell again at second base. Carlos Narvaez is catching, and Seidon Rafaela is in center field, batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand begins at 5:45 p.m. today, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. Reports are stating that Celtic star Jaylen Brown finished the season with a partially torn right meniscus. He will be evaluated this week to determine if surgery is needed. The Celtics were eliminated by the Knicks in the East semifinals on Friday night. From last night, the Thunder beat the Nuggets in a Game 7 to advance to the West Finals. They host the Timberwolves for Game 1 on Tuesday. The Knicks then host the Pacers for Game 1 of the East Finals on Wednesday. In hockey, the Panthers eliminated the Maple Leafs in 6 games last night by advancing past Round 2. Florida is all but guaranteed to send a 2027 first-round pick to the Bruins to complete the Brad Marchand trade. Marchand is also the first player in NHL history to win 5 winner-take-all games against the same franchise. It's the Panthers at the Hurricanes for Game 1 of the East Final on Tuesday, and then the Oilers at the Stars for Game 1 of the West Final on Wednesday. Today's day one of voluntary organized team activities for the Patriots. New England is scheduled for 3 OTA sessions this week. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And Scottie Scheffler is the winner of the 107th PGA Championship. He finished at 11 under par to win his third career major championship. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.